Because my father served in the Marine Corps for 27 years, I was fortunate to be able to live in different states and countries growing up. I'm thankful for his service to our great nation, and I'm also thankful that I was able to witness and observe the very best of America. It also helped shape my thoughts and beliefs on what the greatest attributes of our democracy are. The three most important attributes in our democracy are the separation of powers, freedom of press, and the belief and faith in our democratic processes and institutions. Our founding fathers recognized that dividing power into three separate branches of government would best prevent a misuse of power. By defining the roles of the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of government, they put a system of checks and balances into our government to help ensure no one person or group could grab or take the power. Our government and democracy serves all our citizens, and it is critical that this separation of powers helps to ensure all citizens are represented. Abraham Lincoln's Gettysburg speech captured this so well when he said, "That government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from earth." When I lived in Germany, I had the opportunity to visit the infamous Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp in Poland. Adolf Hitler was a cruel dictator who had all the power to himself. He used that power to capture, contain, and brutally murder millions of innocent people. Walking through the camp made me incredibly grateful that the separation of powers exists in America to ensure this cannot happen in America. A free and open press is a fundamental and core principle of an open democracy. Again, we must thank our founding fathers who knew this to be a critical function of helping to ensure our government would be held accountable. By protecting it in the First Amendment of the Constitution, we are guaranteed that no matter the person or power in office, the press will be able to freely and openly report. Granted, we may not always agree with a certain press organization's stance or bias, but it is vital to the health of our nation and our democracy to have different news and media outlets reporting on different news facets. The open nature of our press reinforces and helps balance the power I mentioned above, and it helps keep our government leaders accountable. As a student who was actively in a journalism class, I take freedom of the press very seriously. I'm thankful that I have the right to freely write and publish my ideas and thoughts. It is important that individuals are able to share their own thoughts and opinions on certain topics, and it is critical that this freedom helps hold our elected leaders accountable. The final greatest strength is our citizens' core belief and faith in our democratic processes and institutions. This third strength is obviously more difficult to define, but it is the central belief by our citizens that our processes and institutions are fair, that our voices heard through voting and open dialogue with our elected legislative leaders, that our judges make fair and unbiased rulings, and that our executive leaders and agencies act legally and in the best interests of our citizens and not in their own self-interests. While our nation has had its challenges over the course of our 247-year history, and while we have lots of differences in our nation, all our citizens must believe that our processes and institutions are both fair and critical to our democracy's health and success. We must ensure this continues over the next 247 years by ensuring our leaders are held accountable. This is done through active participation, a free and open press, and morally and ethically strong leaders. In a few months, I will turn 18, which means I will be able to vote in the next presidential election. I will take this obligation seriously and remember the importance of being able to vote. Americans are blessed with the opportunity to have opinion on who they want to lead our country. Our nation is the finest in the world. I am proud to have grown up in a Marine Corps family that understands service and sacrifice. I know that soon my generation will need to continue these ideals to ensure our nation and democracy remain the greatest in the world. Fortunately, the strengths and attributes of our separation of powers, freedom of press, and a strong belief in our democratic processes and procedures will also help ensure America's democracy remains strong and enduring.